Once, up on a branch, there was a fellow named Little Hoot. Little Hoot was a happy little owl.
Okay, now practice your staring. Staring right, staring left, staring right.
But there was one thing Little Hoot did not like. Bedtime. Because when you're an owl, you have to stay up late, late, late. That's just the way it is.
All my other friends get to go to bed so much earlier than me. Why do I always have to stay up and play? It's not fair!
If you want to grow up to be a wise owl, you must stay up late,
said Papa Owl.
And besides, I don't give a hoot what time your friends go to bed. In this family, we go to bed late. Rules of the roost.
And now comes the story of Little Oink. Little Oink was a neat little pig. He liked a lot of things. He dug playing with his pig pals.
Hey, guys! I found a truffle!
Cash? Missing?
Lady's eyes narrowed.
Did you know Scratch was going to the bank this morning?
Asked Zito.
No. He never tells me anything.
She pouted.
But I did see him leave his office.
Did you know about his bank loan?
Asked Xerxes.
Scratch doesn't like to talk about money, and I don't like to bug him. He might be small, but he has a big temper.
For just one day, I'd like to be a busy, buzzing bumblebee. The flowers would belong to me if I could be a bumblebee.
El verano llegó con ternura, trayendo consigo un cielo azul y sin nubes.
Elizabeth era una princesa muy linda. Vivía en un castillo y tenía lujosos vestidos de princesa. Se iba a casar con un príncipe llamado Ronaldo.
Eh oui, notre papa ressemble parfois à un dragon, mais pour nous, notre papa, c'est le meilleur du monde.
The end.